Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and I hope Mr. Gauthier doesn't mind me jumping in very quickly. Just to say, I think those are excellent points, and I've taken note of the non-essential aspects. I think in relation to the non-essential premium services, sorry, which I think is a very good point. I think in relation to the drinking water, we probably need to figure out a way to extract it out of there and maybe keep it on its own. I'm not sure if putting it under the toilets one would be the best way forward for that. I think it's better placed separately, because it may, people may think that that means that it has to be in the toilets. That's not necessarily where we want to send people to get a drink, although there are taps there, but maybe not the best location. I think the suggestion for the port connections is a very interesting one, that hubs should have direct connectivity. I think the words you used, to all important destinations. I think we need to think about that a bit more. I think it's a very important point. But the point that you also made in terms of the aspect of mandating things, I don't think we want to do that. So important destinations may be a rather wide term to use in this framework, and apologies if I've quoted you incorrectly. I take the point, but we probably need to think about that a bit more as a group on how best to label that, to be able to reflect it correctly, because you're right, the point is to provide connectivity with the areas around the hubs, but I'm concerned that we wouldn't want to start having to negotiate, okay, so how many kilometers outside are we doing it? Are we also only limiting it to where there's a major theme park nearby or a beach? That's going to be very different. It may be very different for each member state. So what I'm trying to say is that maybe we could address it as something which was more like to all important destinations as identified by member states. So then it's again up to the member states to define the limitations of that. But I'm very happy to discuss it. I think it's a very good idea, but we need to make sure that it is useful, but not too limiting on both sides, either too wide or too small for this purpose. Also, I think that your point on reiterating the whole point of what we're doing is important, to have this in the text, or in the final output in some way. And the text you suggested, in order to facilitate international travel, etc. And the commonality point is a very good one to add. I would suggest that, again, as this list would become an annex of the, or we think it will become an annex of the AGC, and we will discuss that in the next agenda item, that this is something that is included, your suggested text is something that is included within the AGC. So when we get to the relevant article, in fact, it's 3bis that I've suggested in document 10, which we come round to, we add this specific point to the start of that relevant sentence, which says why we're doing this. And that may also help to provide that definition, that it is in the legal instrument, so it's clear why it is we're doing that. And then, of course, if it is used in other ways, then we can always find additional areas to include it. But I think once it's included in the legal instrument, it's clear the reasoning why we are doing that. So I hope that helps, Mr. Chair. And as I said, Mr. Gauthier would like the floor as well.